Gem City Sports Network presents the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase, presented by the Bob Ross Auto Group. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to Day Air Ballpark for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball. Here's the voice of the Gem City Sports Network, Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Day Air Ballpark in the heart of the Water Street District. This is Doug Brown coming to you from, Day Air Ballpark. Today, it's high school doubleheader day. In game one, it will be the Union County Indiana Patriots taking on the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Union County is out of Liberty, Indiana, and Lehman is out of Sydney, Ohio. So today's game is... should be a dandy. I mean, these two teams are pretty much evenly matched. So, Lehman Catholic coming in at 8-5 in the Three Rivers Conference, 11-9 overall. Union County 3-3 in the Tri-Eastern Baseball Conference, and also they are 6-11 in overall. But you know, these two teams, they are so excited about coming here to Day Air Ballpark. That I guess they couldn't wait to get here. So it's cloudy, overcast day, 80 degrees right now. So and not a lot of wind here. It's blowing out towards center field. So it's going to take a good poke to get out of here today. So we're going to take a break. Be back with the starting lineups and a little bit more right after this. You're listening to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by Bob Ross Auto Group.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Hey, back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, we welcome you back to the high school game of the week. It is the Union County, Indiana Patriots and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers out of Sydney. Here's the starting lineup, first of all, for the visiting team today, and that will be Union City. Leading off and playing second base will be Colton Wicker. Batting second, the shortstop, Logan Boone. Batting third, the pitcher, Cole Cheatham. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Kyle Sams. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Gavin Davis. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Isaiah Martinez. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Caleb Brewer. Batting ninth, or batting eighth, the DH, Parker Bowles. And batting ninth, the catcher, Brady Woosty. Once again, for the Patriots, Wicker at second, Boone at short, Cheatham on the mound. Sams at third, Davis at center, Martinez in left. Brewer at first, Moles, the DH, and Woosty behind the plate. For the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Turner Lachey will lead off and play center, a shortstop. Batting second, the center fielder, C.J. Olding. Batting third, the third baseman, Seth Kennedy. Batting fourth, the pitcher, Corbin Smising. Smishing. I think that's how you pronounce it. J.D. Barhorst will bat fifth and play first base. Ethan Stiver will bat sixth and play second base. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Seth Napke. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Colin Potts. Batting ninth, the DH, Cole Bostic. Once again, for the Cavaliers, Lachey at short, Olding at center, Seth Kennedy at third. Corbin Smising will be on the mound. Barhorst at first, Stiver at second. Napke in left, Potts in right, and Bostic behind, or the DH. So, for the Patriots, Cole Cheatham will be making his 10th appearance. He's 3-2 on the year with one save. He's pitched 33 2/3 innings, given up 19 hits, 17 runs, 14 earned. He has walked 25 and struck out 62. He's got a 2.91 ERA. And for the Cavaliers, it'll be Corbin Smising making his 7th appearance, his 7th start. He's 5-1 on the year. Pitched 39 1/3 innings, given up 30 hits, 27 runs, 18 of them earned, 30 walks, 38 strikeouts, and a 3.20 ERA. So that's the lineups. We'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week here on the Gem City Sports Network. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi folks, I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Belle Fountain, Ohio, 43311. Thank you for your help. It's greatly appreciated.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Ohio, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, where the Patriots are just finishing up their warm-ups here at Day Air. And I know they are excited. I know Lehman Catholic is excited. I talked to both ADs, and they said they are definitely excited. Lamas Shawnee coming in later tonight against Northmont. I don't think they've ever been here. And they, talking to the athletic secretary up there, she said they were just they just couldn't wait to get on the bus to get down here. So going to have some fun here at the ballpark tonight as the umpires are meeting with the head coaches just to the right of home plate. So we hope you enjoyed today's game here on the Gem City Sports Network. You know, yesterday we had a game here between Beaver Creek and Springfield Shawnee, which Beaver Creek won 9-5. But yesterday, last night when I got home, there was tornadoes all over the place around here. Greenville got hit pretty good. Their football stadium was hit. That was hit pretty badly. And whether or not they're going to be, they should be able to get it fixed before the season starts, but they got to wait for all the insurance money and all that kind of stuff to come in. So I hope they get a chance to play at home this year, and because the press box was totally gone. I mean, it was gone. So, you know, tornadoes are happening almost too frequently around here, to be honest with you. So, today it is 80 degrees, and it is partly cloudy, or it's overcast. 80 degrees with a southwest wind at 7 miles an hour. And the forecast for tonight is showers and thunderstorms likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. A low around 63, southwest wind 5 to 9 miles an hour and becoming east after midnight. Chance of rain is 90%. So I was looking at the radar and I didn't see anything out there. So at least not close to us anyway. There's some light rain. There's some maybe some light rain coming in. But other than that, not too bad. So the umpires and the coaches are talking now at home plate as we are getting set for the Patriots of Union County and the Cavaliers of Lehman Catholic from Sydney. So we'll be back with first pitch and the introduction of the starting lineup right after this. You're listening to the Dayton Dragons High School Baseball Showcase here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Both teams are huddling around their respective head coaches right now, and the starting lineups will be introduced, the national anthem will be played, and we will get underway here probably in about 2-3 minutes. So game two of our doubleheader will be the Lima Shawnee Indians and the Northmont Thunderbolts. That will start at 8 o'clock. We'll have that for you here on the Jump City Sports Network. They're making an announcement here. I don't know what it's all about, but they're making an announcement. I think we're going to have the first pitch, ceremonial first pitch here. Pretty good pitch. Introducing the Union County ball players, and they'll introduce the starters. Once again, it'll be Colton Wicker at second, Logan Boone at short, Cole Cheatham on the mound, Kyle Sams at third base, Gavin Davis in center field, Isaiah Martinez at left, Caleb Brewer at first base, Parker Moles at the DH, and Brady Roosty behind the plate. Number 13, Cole Cheetah. Number 12, Kyle Sam. Number 4, Gavin Davis. Number 3, Isaiah Martinez. 24, Caleb Brewer. 10, Parker Moles. 17, Brady Whitney. 14, Dalton Adams. Now here come the Cavaliers of Layman Catholic.
Now for your ball team, the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. Number 2, Ian Diver. Number 1, Chris Galvin. 16, Alex Bundy. 25, Jackson Kennedy. 11,
our national anthem. It's time for baseball here down at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton as the Union County Patriots take on the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Game one of our doubleheader. Game two will feature the Northmont Thunderbolts and the Lima Shawnee Indians. So sit back and enjoy today's game here on the Gem City Sports Network. Defensively for the Cavaliers, it goes like this. Barhorse at first, Ethan Stiver at second, Matt Lachey at short, Seth Kennedy at third, Kanapke in left, holding in center, Potson right. Dylan Schmiesing is behind the plate, and his brother Corbin Schmiesing is on the mound for the Cavaliers. Once again, Schmiesing making his seventh start. It's 5-1 on the year. 39 and a third innings pitched. 30 hits, 27 runs, 18 earned. 30 walks and 38 strikeouts. Has a 3.20 ERA. Dimensions here at the ballpark. 320 down the lines. It jets out to 338 out to left field. 381 to the alleys in right and left center field. And 402 down to out to center field. Here's a comes up. Fire truck down the down Monument Avenue. You might hear a couple of those tonight. So here we go. As leading it off will be Colton Wicker for the Union County Patriots. Wicker batting 354 with no home runs and five runs batted in. Got a couple of doubles to his name. He's 17-48 on the year. It's the first pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike one and we are underway. It's 5:39 here in Dayton, Ohio. Schmiesing rocks and fires. Here's a fly ball out towards right. But that's going to go foul into the green area down to our right. Turn the lights on already here at the ballpark. It's going to be a long night, folks. Here's a windup by Schmiesing in the 0-2 pitch coming plateward, and here's a foul ball coming back this way right above us. Thank goodness I left the window closed a little bit. Schmiesing delivers the 0-2 pitch. Breaking pitch misses for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Outfield straight away for Wicker. Logan Boone on deck. Schmiesing to Schmiesing. The battery here. Here's the windup and the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball right to the third baseman. Kennedy over to first. Got it. One up, one down. Better bring up Logan Boone. Boone batting 356 with no home runs, 12 runs batted in. He is the shortstop here today for the Patriots of Union County out of Liberty, Indiana. Schmiesing getting a sign from his brother. Rocks and fires. First pitch and the ground ball. This time going to the shortstop. Lachey over to Barhorse. Two up, two down. We bring up the pitcher, Cole Cheatham. Cheatham batting 444 with no home runs and 24 runs batted in. He's got four doubles and four triples. He is 24 of 54 on the year. He'll be on the mound for the Patriots also. So two down. Here's the pitch by Schmiesing. It's in there for a ball, a little low. One ball and no strikes. All the infielders in on the dirt. There's the windup and the 1-0 pitch. And it's high and it hit him. Hit him in the hand. Or no. Did not hit him. That was a strike. It hit his bat. One ball, one strike the count. Schmiesen delivers. Down low for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Dragons had new turf put down here at the field. It's Kentucky Bluegrass. Here's a pitch. Called strike two. Two balls and two strikes the count. To Cole Cheatham. On deck, Kyle Sams. Schmiesen delivers and a line drive into right field for a base hit. Makes a turn at first, and first hit of the game goes to Cheatham. That'll bring up Kyle Sams. Sams batting 367 with two home runs, 18 runs batted in. He's got four doubles and three triples to go along with the two home runs. There's a stretch by Schmiesen, and he delivers. In there for called strike one. No balls and a strike. Game one of our doubleheader here this evening here at the ballpark. There's a check swing, and it goes right into the screen above the Union County dugout. That is the visiting dugout. Talking to one of the kids last night, and I said, sick of, you know, you played out right field, and just sick of all the players that have come through here. There's pitch high and inside for a ball, one ball and two strikes. And you think about it. You think about all the guys that have gone to the Reds, and then on top of that, guys like Albert Pujols and Fernando Tatis, and a lot more come through here on the visiting side of things. He pitches outside for a ball, two and two the count. Two balls, two strikes, two out here in the top half of the first inning. Schmiesen sets, looks over at first base, and now fires. Check swing. Ball three. Three and two the count. So Cheatham will be off and running. Getting a good lead. Barhorst holding him on. And now Schmiesen steps off the rubber. So one hit so far for Union County. Throw it to first, and he throws it away. Schmiesen does, and Cheatham's going to go to third, and he's in there. So a two-base error by the pitcher, Schmiesen, puts Cheatham on third base. Three balls, two strikes, two out here in the first. Schmiesen rocks and fires. Fly ball, well hit out towards left field. Going back to the left fielder and center fielder, and the center fielder makes a great catch. Center fielder C.J. Olding makes a fantastic catch. And that's going to do it for the... That's going to do it for the Patriots here in the first. No runs on a hit. No errors. Or no, make that one error. The runner left on, and at the end of half inning, it's the Patriots nothing. And the Cavaliers coming up. This is the Jump City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom half of the first inning, Lehman Catholic will send up Lachey, Olding, and Kennedy here in the first, and they will face Cole Cheatham. Cheatham making his 11th appearance, 3-2 on the year with one save, 33 2/3 innings pitched, and 19 hits, 17 runs, 14 of them earned, 25 walks, and 62 strikeouts, and a 2.91 ERA. So Turner Lachey will lead it off for the Cavaliers. Lachey batting .434 with no home runs and 14 runs batted in. So Lachey batting left-handed, playing shortstop, will lead it off for the Cavaliers, wearing their white jerseys with blue numbers. Here's the pitch. It just misses a little bit outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Defensively for Union County, it goes Brewer at first, Wicker at second, Boone at short, Sams at third. Martinez in left, Davis in center, to Adams in right. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right back to Cheatham. Throws it over to first. One up, one down. Going to bring up C.J. Olding. Olding batting .220 with no home runs, 10 runs batted in. So one down here in the bottom half of the first inning, no score. Olding just made one hell of a catch out in right field, or out in center field. There's a pitch up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. I didn't think he was going to get it. And I don't think anybody on the Union County Ball Club didn't think he was going to get it. The only person that thought he was going to get it was Olding. Pitches in there for a called strike one. One ball, one strike to Olding. Seth Kennedy on deck. There's a windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. A ball and two strikes to Olding. Outfield straight away for Union County. Here's a pitch. Called strike three. So the first strikeout for Cheatham, and that'll bring up Seth Kennedy, the third baseman. Kennedy batting .275 with no home runs, 13 runs batted in. Foul at the plate, no balls and a strike. No score here in the bottom half of the first inning. From Dare Ballpark in the heart of the Water Street District. Here's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two to Seth Kennedy. This kid's got some speed. Too bad they don't have the speed gun on. That'd be nice to see what he's got. Here's a windup and a pitch. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball. A ball and two strikes. Cheatham delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. So two strikeouts for Cheatham. And the Cavaliers go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of one complete inning, it's the Cavaliers nothing and the Patriots nothing. Back after this, you're listening to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by the Bob Ross Auto Group.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Back here at the ballpark in downtown Dayton, their ballpark is going to welcome back Logan Wilson Celebrity Golf Softball Game presented by Kettering Health on Saturday, June the 1st. Gates open at noon, and they're going to have plenty of things to do here. They're going to have a home run derby at 2 o'clock, followed by the Celebrity Game, approximately 3. Gates open to the public at 12 noon. Ticket prices range from $15 to $50, and parking is available at DaytonDragons.com. So here we go to the second inning. Gavin Davis will lead it off for the Patriots. It'll wind up and a pitch by Schmiesing and a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Gavin Davis stepping to the plate. Batting 306 with no home runs and 8 runs batted in. He's got 4 triples, though. Pitches in there for a called strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes, the count to Gavin Davis with Isaiah Martinez on deck, followed by Caleb Brewer. Here's a pitch, high and inside for ball 1. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Had a good one last night, 9-5. Beaver Creek over Springfield, Shawnee. Pitches in there for called strike 3. And Davis was caught looking. So the first strikeout for Schmiesing, and that'll bring up Isaiah Martinez. Martinez batting 219 with no home run, 6 runs batted in. One down here in the second. There's a windup and a pitch, and a swing and a miss, strike 1. To Schmiesing, take it back to Martinez. Schmiesing delivers, swing and a miss, strike 2. He's throwing some smoke, too. Schmiesing rocks and fires. Swing and a miss, strike 3. So 2 up, 2 down. And that'll bring up Caleb Brewer, the first baseman. Brewer batting 250 with no home runs, 9 runs batted in. Dare Ballpark, 24 years young. Foul back. Nice catch by one of the coaches down there for Union County. The ball's in a strike to count to Brewer. There's a windup in the 0-1 pitch. Line drive foul into the screen down the first base side. No balls, 2 strikes. Schmiesing trying to strike him out, 1-2-3. There's the 0-2 pitch. Outside and in the dirt, it gets away from his brother, Dylan Schmiesing, catcher. A ball and 2 strikes a count to Caleb Brewer with Parker Moles on deck. There's the windup and a pitch by Schmiesing. Foul back out of play, coming back up here into the upper deck and into the suites and seat. They're in section 204. Small crowd on hand here at Day Air Ballpark. Of course, I can't see down underneath either. Here's a pitch. A swing and a foul back. Brewer's hanging in there. Count stays 1 ball, 2 strikes. Two down here in the top of the second inning, no score. Here's a windup by Schmiesing, and he delivers. Foul, another foul back. Dragons out of town up at Lake County tonight. They'll be back home again next week. Taking on Great Lakes. There's a windup, and they 1-2 pitch. A little high for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. He was not going to swing at that one. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the swing and a miss. Strike three, and he strikes out the side. In order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of an inning and a half, it's the Union County Patriots nothing, and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers nothing. Back after this.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Ohio high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Yeah, back here, there, ballpark in downtown Dayton. Cheatham finishing up his warm-ups. You got some kids up here. I don't know if we're supposed to be up here or not. I think this is all closed off. The upper deck is anyway. So here we go to the bottom of the second inning, and the Cavaliers will send up Corbin Schmiesing, J.D. Barhorst, and Ethan Stiver. Schmiesing. Stepping to the plate for the first time. First pitch is outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Schmiesing batting 279 with no home runs and 17 runs batted in. He's got four doubles to his name. Here's a windup in the pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. One ball and one strike. One and one to count to Corbin Schmiesing. Here's a windup in the pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. 2-1. Outfield straight away for Schmiesing. J.D. Barhorst on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just misses a little bit outside for ball three, 3-1. Here's a windup and the pitch. Ball four, so Schmiesing is on. First base runner for Lehman Catholic. And that'll bring up J.D. Barhorst. Barhorst batting 286 with no home runs and six runs batted in. Schmiesing is a threat to run. He's got a couple of stolen bases. First pitch is a called strike one. To J.D. Barhorst, Ethan Stiver on deck. Throw over to first. Schmiesing back safely. The ball's in one strike. The count to Barhorst, first baseman. There's a stretch. Cheatham delivers it. Barhorse squares around a bunt and a nice bunt down first base side, but it goes foul. It went three quarters of the way down the line before it went over the line. No balls and two strikes to count to Barhorse with Stiver in the hole, or in the on deck, I mean. Nobody out with a runner at first base and Corbin Schmiesing. Here's the stretch and the pitch. This is a little low with the breaking pitch, 1-2. He was hoping Barhorse was going to go fishing for it. A ball and two strikes to Barhorse. Here's the pitch and a fly ball heading out towards center field. Underneath it is Davis, and has it, and there's one down. That'll bring up Ethan Stiver. So Ethan Stiver, the third baseman, will come to the plate, and he's batting 111 with no home runs and four runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike on the inside corner of the plate. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. No score. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. Schmiesing standing over at first base, and that's Corbin Schmiesing. 0-2 the count. Here's the throw to the first, and he has to scramble back to the bag. There's a stretch by Cheatham, and he delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. So two down. Third strikeout for Cheatham. And that'll bring up Seth Kanapke. Kanapke batting 288 with no home runs, 10 runs batted in. Kanapke playing left field. He spells his name K-N-A-P-K-E. And I've heard it pronounced differently. Swing and a miss, strike one. Heard it Napke. Now it's Kanapke. He goes by Kanapke. Cheatham staring over at second base. Schmiesing getting a good lead. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. Two down here in the bottom of the second inning. Cheatham delivers, swinging a foul tip into the glove, and that's going to do it for the Cavaliers here in the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of two complete. It's the Patriots of Union County, nothing, and the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, nothing. Back after this.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Ohio high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, we welcome you back to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by Bob Ross Auto Group out of Centerville. The Patriots will send Parker Moles, Brady Woosty, and Colton Wicker to the plate. Parker Moles coming in, playing, or he's the DH today. Moles batting 240 with no home runs, 6 runs batted in. No score. Union County, no runs, a hit, and no errors. That hit was in the first inning. Lehman has no runs, no hits, and an error. And that was the throwing error on the pitcher that allowed Cheatham to go all the way to third. Here's a line drive right at the third baseman. And Seth Kennedy, one pitch, one out. That'll bring up Brady Woosty. Woosty batting 154 with no home runs and a run batted in. Ground ball, second baseman, and then past him into center field. Second hit of the game for the Patriots, and Woosty is on at first base. That'll bring up Dalton. Wait a minute. They said Dalton Adams was going to be hitting, but I see Colton Wicker at first. So Wicker's going to hit, and Adams was being DH'd for. First pitch is outside for Wicker. Ball and no strikes. One down here in the third inning, a runner at first base in Brady Woosty. Here's a pitch. Up high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Outfield straightaway for Wicker. Grounded out to third, his first time up. Here's the pitch. Just misses a little bit outside for ball three, 3-2. Or 3-0 the count. 3 balls and no strikes as Wicker squares around to bunt. And it's in there for a called strike one. 3-1 to count. Schmiesing delivers. Ball four. That puts runners at first and second with nobody, or with one down. That is his first walk of the game. And that'll bring up Logan Boone, who grounded out to shortstop. Cavaliers looking for a double play. Here's the pitch. Outside and low for ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's a stretch by Schmiesing. Looks back at second. Now he rocks and fires in a fly ball right side, but that's going to get out of play. Head back. It hit section 203 and ended up downstairs. One ball, one strike to count to Logan Boone, the shortstop. Here's a stretch by Schmiesing. Looks back at second, and he fires in a ground ball right to him. And he can't hold on to it. Here comes runner in from third, and he's going to be dead to right as Woosty came around third. Going to be put out 1-2 on that, and Wicker's going to be safe at first on an error. They're going to give him a base hit. So that's going to be an RBI for Boone. It's 1-0. Or no, I take that back. It's no RBI. The guy cut. So they got runners at first and second, Wicker at second, and Boone at first, and Cheatham coming to the plate. He singled to right his first time up. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Here's the stretch. Look back at second. And long look. Here's pitch outside for a ball. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two out here in the top half of the third inning. Woostie was caught going home. He was dead to right. No chance he was going to score. 3-0 the count. High and inside was the pitch. Schmeising looks back at second base. Runner, they throw him, and they got him. Go 2-6 on the put out on that one. Nice pickoff by Schmeising. They get no runs on a hit. No errors. Make that two hits. No runs, two hits, no errors, and a runner left on at the end of 2.5. It's the Patriots nothing and the Cavaliers nothing. Back after this timeout. You're listening to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
To the bottom half of the third inning, no score between the Patriots of Union County, Indiana, and the Cavaliers of Layman Catholic out of Sydney. It'll be Potts, Bostic, and Lachey due up for the Cavaliers here in inning number three. Colin Potts will come to the plate. Colin Potts batting 250 with no home runs and 15 runs batted in. Potts in right field this afternoon. You ought to be glad it is overcast. Swing and a miss, strike one. Because right field is the sun field. And it is a blinding sun when it is out and over that way. Here's the windup of the pitch by Cheatham. Misses low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Outfield, they're kind of bunched up. There's a big gap down in left field, down the left field line. Ground foul back into the screen. A ball and two strikes. You know it's almost summertime when you see the bikers out. 1-2 the count is Cheatham getting his sign from his catcher. Woostie, here's the pitch. Up high for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Here's a windup and a pitch by Cheatham. Ground ball right back to him. Easy one over to first. One down. That'll bring up Cole Bostic. Bostic batting 256 with no home runs, three runs batted in. Got a couple doubles.
Number three, our DH, Cole Bostic.
Bostic will stand in batting right-handed. DH this afternoon here at the ballpark, downtown Dayton. Here's a windup and a pitch and a swing and a hefty cut by Bostic. No balls and one strike. On deck, top of the order, Turner Lachey. There's a windup and a pitch. Fly ball hitting out towards center field. That's going to be caught by the center fielder, Davis. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Turner Lachey. grounded right back to Cheatham, leading off the game for Layman Catholic. So Turner Lachey will step to the plate, batting left-handed. There's a windup in the pitch. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. Union County, no runs, three hits, no errors. The Layman Catholic Cavaliers, no runs, no hits, and an error. Here's the windup in the pitch. And there for called strike two. A ball, no balls and two strikes to count. There's a windup in the 0-2 pitch. High and outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Not a lot of wind here today. Last night it was pretty windy, but not tonight. Here's the pitch. And it hit him. No, did not hit him. Bounced right in front of him. Almost hit him. Two balls and two strikes to count. There's a windup and a pitch by Cheatham. Line drive out towards center field. That's going to get down. That's going to be the first hit of the game for the Cavaliers. Shea on at first base. They bring up C.J. Olding. Olding struck out his first time up. He made a hell of a catch in the to end the first inning. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, foul, back out of play, and up into the upper deck. And down to the lower deck. It's one thing you got to watch out for when you come here for any kind of a game. Throw over to first, runner back safely. Two down here in the bottom of the third inning. No score. Runner at first, and Lachey getting a good lead. He's going to take off. Throw down to second, and he's in there safely with a stolen base. Lachey just stole his 17th base of the year. Here's the pitch by Cheatham. This is outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Cheatham looks back at second base, and here's the pitch. High and outside for ball three. 3-1. No games here tomorrow. Back at it here on Friday. Got two games out here. Here's the pitch. Calls in there for called strike two. 3-2 the count with two down. Sydney Yellow Jackets will be here on Friday. 5:30. They take on the Chaminade Julian Eagles. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. As Cheatham gets out of trouble with his fifth strikeout. No runs on a hit. No errors. Runner left. At the end of three complete here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, it's the Union County High School Patriots, nothing, and the Cavaliers of Layman Catholic, nothing. Back after this.
Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way, Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Bellefontaine, Ohio, 43311. Thank you for your help. It's greatly appreciated.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Back here at Day Air Ballpark in the heart of the Water Street District in downtown Dayton, we welcome you back to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by Bob Ross Auto Group. It'll be Cole Cheatham, Kyle Sams, and Gavin Davis due up for Union County here in the fourth inning. You know, with all the tornadoes going on right now and all the disasters hitting and just hitting around, I mean, it's amazing. So be prepared. Here's a pitch outside for ball one to Cole Cheatham. He was at the plate when Wicker got picked off out at second base. There's a windup and a pitch. Fly ball heading out towards center field. Going back on it is Olding, and he's got it. Here's one down. One up, one down. That'll bring up Kyle Sams, who flew. He was the one that got robbed of a base hit by Olding out in center field to end that first inning. Holding playing over towards left a little bit close, a little bit more. There's a pitch outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count. There's a windup and a pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards left, and that is curving foul. Ooh. Left fielder Kanapke could have had it, but that wall was coming at him in a hurry, and it just fell right down the third base line. One ball, one strike to count to Kyle Sams, the third baseman. Spiesing delivers, and a foul back. 1-2. A ball and two strikes with one down here in the fourth inning. No score. Here's the windup by Schmiesing and the 1-2 pitch. Another foul back. Count stays one ball, two strikes. Union County, no runs, three hits, no errors. The Cavaliers of Lehman, no runs, a hit, and an error. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate. Count stays 1-2. Union County thought they were going to have a run scored, but Woosty, he was caught dead to right. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number four.
Number four.
For Schmiesing. It'll ring up Gavin Davis. He was the first strikeout victim of Schmiesing and leading off the second inning. First pitch is in there for a cold strike one. The ball's in the strike. Schmiesing delivers outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Outfield pretty much straight away for Davis. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball bounces about 57 feet. About 3 feet in front of the plate. About 57 feet and nosedive right into the ground. 2-1 the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Another one in the dirt. 3-1 the count. Two down here in the top half of the fourth inning. Schmiesing rocks and fires. And that's ball four. So walk number two for Schmiesing. They bring up Isaiah Martinez. He was also a strikeout victim in the second inning when Schmiesing struck out the side in order. Here's the pitch. Little check swing grounded to the second baseman. Over the first, they threw it off. As a first baseman, Barhorse was pulled off the bag. That's going to be an error on the second baseman. So an error, that puts runners at first and second with two down. That'll bring up Caleb Brewer, who struck out his first time up. There's a ground ball right to Ethan Stiver, and he pulled Barhorse off the bag. Ball and no strikes to count to Caleb Brewer, the first baseman. There's a stretch by Schmiesing in the pitch. This is outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. He could have been out of the inning, too. And here comes the head coach for the Cavaliers out to the mound. It's somebody selling beer. Not going to happen here. Not going to happen during a high school game. Let's see here. I'm trying to find the other games coming up here. Got Northmont and Lima Shawnee coming up after this one. Get time, come on out. Here we go. Coming up on Friday at 5 o'clock, it'll be Sydney taking on Chaminade Julien. Then at 8 o'clock, the Franklin Monroe Jets will take on the Arcanum Trojans here at Dayer Ballpark. And then on Saturday at 3 o'clock, the Fairlawn Jets will battle the Houston Wildcats. And Xenia, the Bucks, will take on the Green and Knights. That'll be at 6 o'clock. That closes out the schedule here at Dayer Ballpark for the high schools. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Swing and a hefty cut by Caleb Brewer, 2-1. Runners at first and second with two down. Schmiesing got the first two out. Go back to second and almost bonked him in the head. Luckily, the shortstop, Lachey, got over there in time. Here's the pitch. In here for called strike two. No ball, or two balls and two strikes. Davis got a good lead at second. Martinez, good lead at first. Here's the pitch and a foul back into the screen. Count stays two balls and two strikes. Northmont and Lima Shawnee coming up after this one. 8 o'clock, first pitch. Here's a pitch, ground ball. This time to the first baseman. He's going to flip it over to first, or flip it over to the pitcher, and that's going to do it for Union County here in the fourth. No runs. No hits. There was an error. Two runners left on. At the end of three and a half, it's the Union County Patriots, nothing, and the Lehman Cavaliers, nothing. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name.
It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Cavaliers coming to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll send up Seth Kennedy, Corbin Schmiesing, and J.D. Barhorst. The 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Here's the first pitch, and this is a little bit high. That would have gone over Shaquille O'Neal's head. There's a windup in the 1-0 pitch. And a check swing, excuse me, foul. One ball, one strike. He was just trying to defend himself on that one. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch by Cheatham. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 0-3 and 0 for Union County. 0-1 and 2 for Lehman. Cheatham delivers and a swing and a foul the ball gets past the catcher. Kennedy will end up at first base on the wild pitch. It's also a strikeout. That is strikeout number strikeout number six for Cheatham. Cheatham's only given up one hit. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one to Corbin Schmiesing, who walked his first time up. One of just two walks. No, that's the only walk he's given up tonight. Here's a pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Cheatham delivers. Up high for a ball. 2-1. Game two of our doubleheader will start at 8 o'clock, approximately 8 o'clock, depending on how fast this one gets over with. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. No score. Here's a pitch and a fly ball. Back out of play. Going to come back down. Two balls and two strikes to count to Corbin Schmiesing. Runner at first base, nobody out. Kennedy was struck out, and he was safe at first on the wild pitch. Here's the pitch. And going to second on a stolen base is Kennedy. For Kennedy, that is stolen base number three. Kennedy about to shake hands with the shortstop. Here's a foul back coming out, come back this way. Going back on top. They're going to have to come up with some more baseballs. Three balls, two strikes to count to Corbin Schmiesing. Here's the windup, or the stretch and the pitch. Ball four, bases are loaded. Oh, no, take that back. Runners at first and second.
Our first baseman, number 21.
Walk number two for... Walk number two for the pitcher Cheatham. Now there's a meeting of the minds out near... Right behind home plate. J.D. Barhorst will come to the plate. Flew out to center field this first time up. actually down in the Union County bullpen. There's a stretch and the pitch. A bunt into the screen. There's a stretch. And the ball gets past the catcher, and runners are going to move up. Schmeissing going to third, and Marhorst, or no, Kennedy to third, and Marhorst, or Schmeissing to second. So now they're commiserating at on the mound. This time the head coach is out there. One ball, one strike to count to J.D. Barhorse with runners at second and third. Nobody out. So the visit is breaking up. And the players are going back to their respective bases and positions. So now the Cheatham wants a new ball. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Runners at second and third. Infield in for a possible play at the plate. Here's the pitch. It's in there for called strike two. A ball and two strikes with nobody out. Kennedy at third. Schmeissing at second. Barhorst standing back in. Now it's Cheatham sets. Looks over at third. And delivers. And a foul back. Count stays one and two. Lima Shawnee and Northmont next up here at Dayer Ballpark. There's a stretch and the 1-2 pitch coming plateward and a fly ball out towards right, and that's going to go into the screen and foul. Count stays 1-2. Not a lot of foul territory down the lines past the bullpens here at Dayer Ballpark. Here's a pitch. Called strike three. Barhorse just looked at it and it was inside. He thought it was a little inside, too far inside. So strikeout number seven. That'll bring up Ethan Stiver. Stiver struck out his first time up in the second. Here's a pitch. And they're for called strike one. Cheatham trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Maybe he's going to need some help. He's got one down. One ball, or no balls in the strike to count to Stiver with Seth Kanapke on deck. Here's a stretch by Cheatham. He looks over at third base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes, one down here in the fourth. Still no score. Cheatham sets. Looks over at third and fires. This is low for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Cheatham looking over at third base. Rocks and fires, and it's high for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Center fielder, and Davis is kind of in. Here's a pitch. Down low for ball three. 3-2 the count. Nobody at first base. Stiver will step back into the batter's box. Cheatham throws the rubber. Now he sets. Looks over at third base once again. And he fires and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Eight strikeouts for Cheatham. That'll bring up Seth Kanapke. He was the fourth strikeout for Cheatham. So he's 0 for 1. Runners at second and third with two down. Cheatham delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Cheatham looks over third and delivers. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. 0-2 the count. So he's just one strike away from getting out of this inning. Had a walk, strike out, and a wild pitch. He should have been out of the inning. Here's a pitch. Foul back. Count stays 0-2. No balls, two strikes. There's a stretch by Cheatham, and he delivers. Called strike three, got the inside corner of the plate and strikes out the side. He's got nine strikeouts on the night. So no runs. No hits. There's no errors and two runners left on, and at the end of four complete. It's the Cavaliers nothing and the Patriots nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase here on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
To the top half of the fifth inning we go. No score. No runs, three hits, no errors for Union County. Lehman, no runs, a hit, two errors. So Parker Bowles will lead it off for Union County here in the fifth. Here's the first pitch hit to him and a ground ball to the second baseman. Stiver over to first, one up, one down. One pitch, one out. They bring up Brady Woosty, who singled to right his first time up. Was thrown out trying to score in the third inning. So Woosty batting right hand and standing in. He's the catcher today. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Right. Nice play by the shortstop over to first. Got him. Nice play by Lachey. He went to his left, slid, got up, turned around and through to first. Two up, two down, two pitches, two outs. That'll bring up the top of the order, Colton Wicker. He is 0 for 1 with a walk. First pitch is in there for called strike one. Both teams have threatened in this game, but none have capitalized on it. Here's a pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. There's a windup and a pitch by Schmiesing. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball. 2-1. This game just about an hour and 40 minutes old. We're in the fifth inning. I take that back. Not an hour and 40 minutes. 3-1 to count to the leadoff or to Wicker. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards second. Right fielder, shortstop calls him off, and Lache has it, and that's going to do it for the Patriots here in the fifth. They go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and at the end of 4.5. It's the Patriots nothing and the Cavaliers nothing. Back after this.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I'll never forget the day I did.
We move to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Game moving along quite nicely as no scores. No runs, 3 hits, no errors, 4 left for the Patriots. No runs, a hit, 2 errors, and 4 left for the Cavaliers. They come calling here in the fifth. It'll be Colin Potts, Cole Bostic, and then the top of the order, Turner Lache. Play here in the fifth. This game got started at 5:38.
Starting off,
so it's an hour and 10 minutes old. So Colin Potts will step to the plate. He grounded back to Cheatham, leading off the third inning. He'll step to the plate here in the fifth. Trying to get the Cavaliers on the board. Here's a windup and a pitch by Cheatham. Pitch is inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Cheatham has other ideas. He's going to keep him off the board. Cheatham delivers. Up high for ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Still nobody warming up in either bullpen. So it's going to be Cheatham and Schmiesing going the distance here. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. 2 balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. The leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the fifth. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Cheatham has 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. When I take that back, he's got 9 strikeouts and 2 walks. Giving up a hit. There's a windup and a pitch. Ground ball. Into center field for a base hit. Potts is on with the base hit. Second hit of the game for the Cavaliers. And that's going to bring up Cole Bostic, who flew out to Davis out in center field. His first time up. Bostic will step in with nobody out and a runner on at first base. Cheatham looks over there. Now he sets. Rocks and fires. And a bunt right back past Cheatham. Nobody there. And runners will be at first and second with 2 hits here in this inning. So a bunt single by Bostic. And that's going to bring up the top of the order in Turner Lache. He singled to center his last time up and stole a base. Was stranded at second base, too. So nobody out with runners at first and second. Each team now has three hits. Cheatham staring back at second base. Now he fires. Foul back. 0-1 to count. Infield in at double play depth. Cheatham hoping that he can get a ground out or even a strikeout. Ball gets away from the catcher in a wild pitch. And runners move up. Potts will go over to third. Bostic to second. So two runners in scoring position. Count one ball and one strike. The count to Turner Lachey. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Singled and grounded right back to Cheatham, leading off the game. With the pitch. Up high for ball two. 2-1 to count. Infield in on the grass. Hoping to get a ground ball and get Potts out at home. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit into right field. That's going to score one. At least one. Here comes. That goes past the center, right fielder. Turner Lachey is going to round third. He's going to go in to score. Here comes the throw, and it's an inside the park home run for Turner Lachey. Three-run homer for Turner Lachey. Inside the park variety. As his right fielder, Adams, came up, and it went underneath his glove and went all the way to the wall. So 3-0 is our score. Here's the pitch. And that hits him. That hits Olding. So that puts runners at, that'll put a runner on back on at first base, and that'll bring up Seth Kennedy. So 3 runs in on 3 hits. And we're going to have, looks like we might have a pitching change as the coach is walking out there very, very slow. So we're going to see what he does. Trying to calm his pitcher down. Cheatham was rolling along very nicely. But then here in the fourth, or in the bottom of the fifth inning, Cavaliers just exploded. Potts singled to center. Bostic had a bunt single. And then Lachey hit a three-run homer, inside the park homer out to right field. And Olding just was hit by pitch. It's over to first. Olding gets back safely. You don't see an inside the park home run too often. But this is a big ballpark here. Squared around the bunt. Seth Kennedy stepping to the plate. He's 0-for-2. He struck out twice, but he was sent. It was a wild pitch, and he went to first base. Safe throw to first, holding back safely. No balls, one strike, nobody out here in the fifth. Kennedy stepping back in. Here's a pitch, throw down to second. His runner goes, and he's in there safely with the base, with the stolen base. So Olding seals base number 10. One ball, one strike, the count to Kennedy. Here's the pitch. Up high and inside for a ball, 2-1. This could be his last bat, last hitter that he faces. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher. 2-2. Still nobody out. C.J. Olding standing at second base. 3 runs in.
Here's the pitch. Check swing foul. Into the Union County dugout. If you missed any of tonight's game, it'll be up on our website a little bit later on. 3-0 is our score. Here's a pitch. A swing and a miss, strike three. So that's strikeout number 10. That'll bring up Corbin Schmiesing. Schmiesing is... Wait a minute. No, that can't be Barhorst. Barhorst is on deck. Schmiesing's up the plate now. There's a pitch. A fly ball out towards center, and right there's the catch. Nice catch. We're going to throw to second base for the double play. So an 8-4 double play, and that's going to do it for the Cavaliers here in inning number five. They get 3 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors. And a runner left on at the end of 5 complete. It's the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 3 and the Union County Indiana Patriots nothing. Back after this.
Decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And back here at Dayer Ballpark in the heart of the Water Street District, it's 3-0 in favor of the Cavaliers. 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Cavs. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for the Patriots. And the Patriots will come up. They will have Boone, Cheatham, and Sams do up for them in here in the 6th inning. Game 2 will start at 8 o'clock, approximately 8 o'clock. It's Northmont here. And so is Lima Senior, I believe, or Lima Shawnee. So, Schmiesing... Or Schmiesing. Schmiesing will deliver the first pitch. And slow one outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strike to Logan Boone. Boone is 1-for-2. Singled his last time up. Here's the pitch. And the dirt for a ball. 2-0 the count. Time called. Coach on a mission now. He was trotting out to the mound. Everybody coming in, and it was just a quick trip. Everybody will go back to their positions. 2 balls and no strikes to count to Logan Boone, the shortstop for Union County. They've been here before, but not in a while. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. 2 balls, 1 strike. Northmont down the third baseline. Here's a ground ball to the first baseman. He's going to flip it over to first, or over to the pitcher. One up, one down. Barhorst to Schmiesing. One down. That'll bring up Cole Cheatham. Cheatham singled in the first inning. Went to third on an error by the pitcher. And flew out to center field. So So he is 1-for-2 on the day. There's a windup in the pitch. This is low for ball. One ball and no strikes. There's a pitch. Breaking pitch. Misses low for a ball. 2-0 the count. Next pitch is a ball. 3-0. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. One down here in the sixth inning. Here's a pitch. In there for called strike two. 3-2 the count now to Cole Cheatham. Kyle Sams on deck. Schmiesing delivers. Breaking pitch over for called strike three. Strikeout number five for Schmiesing. That'll bring up Kyle Sams. Sams, he was a last strikeout for Schmiesing till Cheatham struck out. Here's the pitch. Foul back this way. Look out. That was coming right at me. I got the window closed a little bit. Just enough for the microphone to stick out. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Last year we were doing an all-star game and the ball came right in here. Here's the pitch. Grounder to the third baseman. Picks it up. Over to first. Three up, three down. Kennedy over to Barhorst. And the Patriots go out 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of five and a half, it's the Cavaliers 3 and the Patriots nothing. Back after this, you're listening to the High School Game of the Week here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Product.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom half of the sixth inning, the Cavaliers hoping this will be their final time at the plate. It'll be Barhorst, Stiver, and Kanapke do it for the Cavs here in the sixth inning. Barhorst on the day is 0-for-2. Fly to center and struck out. Here's a pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Cavaliers out of Sydney. There's a windup and a pitch. Fly ball back out of play. Into a sweep and back into 2-0-4. One ball, one strike to count. No runs, three hits, and an error for Union County. Three runs, four hits, two errors for the Cavaliers. Next pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Cheatham rocks and fires. Here's the pitch. Misses high for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Make it 3-1. Three balls, one strike to count. The leadoff hitter here in the sixth for the Cavaliers. Barhorst. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike two. 3-2 the count. Lights are on here at the ballpark. Last night it didn't get turned on until real late. Here's a windup and a pitch. Fly ball right side and out of play. It used to be when they had the, when they didn't have these LED lights, they didn't turn them on until after 8 o'clock. Here's a windup and a 3-2 pitch. Ball four. Barhorst is on with a walk. So that'll bring up Ethan Stiver, and here comes the coach out from the Union County dugout, and that might be it for Cheatham. So we are going to have a new pitcher. And stepping on the mound for the Patriots will be Kyle Sams. Sams making his ninth appearance. He's 1-4 on the year with a save. He's pitched 30 innings, given up 34 hits, 33 runs, 27 of them earned, 17 walks and 43 strikeouts. Has a 6.30 ERA. So Cheatham goes 5 innings. Gave up 3 runs on 4 hits. All earned. Struck out 10. And walked 3. So not a bad outing, except they gave up those 3 runs. So now Cheatham will go over to third base. So Sams will do the pitching and Cheatham will go over to third. So Kyle Sams on the mound to try and keep the Cavaliers from scoring any more. Stiver standing in. He struck out twice. As Sams will go from the stretch, he looks to take a quick look over at first base. Barhorst a good lead. Here's he squares around and bunts, and it's high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Seth Kanapke on deck. 3-0 is our score as we play here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's a stretch and a pitch and a squared around the bunt again, and this time it's a called strike. Stiver stepping back into the box as Sams looks over at first. There's a stretch and the pitch. He squares around the bunt. And a nice bunt down the first base side. And he can't hold on to it. And nobody. Ball gets past the first baseman. And also good. So another error. This time on Sams. It's going to be a base hit and an error.
Number 5, left fielder, Seth.
So Barhorst goes over to third. Stiver is at second, and Kanapke coming to the plate. He's also struck out twice. So a hit and an error on that one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one by Kanapke. Nobody out here in the sixth. Cavaliers trying to add on to their lead right here. It's a little insurance runs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. No balls and two strikes. Three nothing is our score. Runners at second and third. Nobody out as Sams looks over at third and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So one down. First strikeout for Sams. Now to bring up Colin Potts. Potts singled and scored the first run of the game for the Cavaliers in the fifth. He is one for two. Here's the pitch. Pitch misses a little outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Thunderbolts and Indians up next here on the Gem City Sports Network. Here's a pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike the count to Colin Potts. On deck, Cole Bostic. There's a stretch by Sams. He'll check the runners at second and third and delivers. And there for a called strike two. Ball and two strikes. One down here in the sixth. Infield in for a play at the plate. Here's time called by Potts. Sam sets and delivers. Called strike three. So two strikeouts now for Potts. Not happy. So Cole Bostic will step in. He is one for two. Singled and scored his last time up. Here's a ground ball right past Potts over to the second baseman over first. And that's going to do it for the Cavaliers here in inning number six. They get no runs on a hit. There was an error and two men left on, and at the end of six complete here at Day Air Ballpark in the heart of the Water Street District, it's the Cavaliers 3 and the Patriots nothing. Back for the seventh inning right after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gems.
We move to the top half of the seventh inning. It will bring up Gavin Davis, Isaiah Martinez, and Caleb Brewer. Patriots trail 3-0 here in the top of the seventh inning. Here's a pitch by Schmiesing and a swing and a miss, strike one. Corbin Schmiesing is trying to go 6-1 on the year. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. No balls and two strikes to count to Schmiesing. There's a windup and a pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Six strikeouts for Schmiesing. And that'll bring up Isaiah Martinez. Martinez reached on an error by the second baseman his first time up, or his last time up. He is 0-4-2. Schmiesing winds and delivers. Ground ball right back to him, and it gets past him. Over to the shortstop, fires over, and got him. So the Cavaliers are just one out away from ending this ball game. Caleb Brewer will step to the plate for the final hope for the Patriots to keep this thing going. He is 0 for 2. He struck out and grounded to the first baseman. There's a pitch. A fly ball right side, but that's going to get out of play. Into the upper deck in section 202. There's a windup and a pitch. Fly ball right side, back out of play, and this goes into section 203. Two balls are up here now. Kids are going after it. So no balls and two strikes to count. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Picking it up is Lachey over to first. Got him, and the game is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And the final score, the Cavaliers 3 and the Union County Patriots nothing. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors, 4 left for the Patriots. Cavaliers had 2, 3, 6, 7 left. They had 3 runs on 4 hits. I'll make that 5 hits, 2 errors. And 7 left. The winning pitcher is Corbin Schmiesing. He is now 6-1. And the losing pitcher will be Cole Cheatham. He falls to 3-3. So we're going to take a break. Be back with the Northmont Thunderbolts and the Indians of Lima Shawnee. We'll do that here at about 7:45. So about 20 minutes or so. Until then, this is Doug Brown saying thank you for tuning in to this game. Your final score once again, the Cavaliers of Lima Catholic 3 and the Patriots of Union County, Indiana, nothing. It's been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by the USO, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Respect the Game, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.